الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Today is the 20th of Rajab 1433, which corresponds to the 9th of June 2012. It's a Saturday evening here at the Mushrifa Da'wah Center, and believe it or not, and you have to believe it because it's not permissible to lie, we are towards the end of the book. In fact, we are expecting to finish this book very shortly, inshallah. Of course, I'm referring to the Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya li Shaykh Al-Sabi Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah. Let's just go right into it and leave alone all the sentimental expressions and emotional statements. Shaykh Al-Sabi Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, among the last things which he said in his treatise, in his small matin known as Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya, قوله الذين قال فيهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق منصورة لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى تقوم الساعة. In regards to them, those who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in regards to those whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they shall remain a group of my ummah upon the truth victorious, mansura. لا يضرهم من خالفهم. They shall not be harmed, or they will not be harmed by those who oppose them. خالفهم from خلاف. خلاف, اختلاف, مخالفة. ساهر is a مخالفة. Hey, they call it مخالفه because you actually went against, you conflicted with the law, and so you get a مخالفه. لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم. So if people go against them, it's not going to harm them, and if people خذلهم, kind of disappoint them at the situation where you want assistance, people kind of just say, "Ah, forget about it. You figure out your own stuff. I'm too busy for you." That will not affect them either. So even if the other Muslims turn away from them and they don't bother to aid them in their cause, or even if they go to the extent of opposing them, not only that they don't help them out, but they also go against them, still that will not affect them. They will not, لا يضرهم. They will not be harmed by that. حتى تقوم الساعة, until the hour is established. يعني until the end of time. A group of the ummah will remain upon this haqq, and they will remain victorious. It doesn't necessarily mean that they will be militarily victorious. There may be times when they are not. There may be times when they are not. But they will be victorious in a sense that they are maintaining and preserving the preserved deen. They are sticking to and adhering to the revelation. And that is the haqq. And that is what will bring about victory. So, the Shaykh said, هذا الحديث أخرجه البخاري ومسلم بنحو ما ساقه المؤلف رحمه الله. This hadith was collected by both Bukhari and Muslim with a wording similar to the one that was quoted by the author, Shaykh Al-Sabi Ibn Taymiyyah. Meaning you will find, if you go to the actual text in Bukhari or Muslim, some slight variation in the wording. Or sometimes the imams, the ulama, for example, they know that there's one hadith which is in Bukhari with a particular wording, and in Muslim with another wording, and in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad with a different wording, but all of them are authentic. The scholar will give you all of them in one, because at the end of the day, all of them were said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it doesn't have to tell you, it doesn't always have to detail where it is from. He just gives you the sum result of the hadith. من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So it was narrated by from a number of the companions from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. More than one Sahabi narrated this particular hadith. قوله لا تزال هذا من أفعال الاستمرار. وأفعال الاستمرار أربعة وهي فتأ وانفك وبرح وزال. Hey. إذا دخل عليها النفي أو شبهه أو شبهه. This is now grammar, advanced grammar, and you have to go back to the أجرمية, which is with the شرح of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen himself رحمه الله, to get this lesson understood. It's not the easiest lesson in the Arabic grammar, but anyways, لا تزال is from among the continuous continuous verbs. We have it in English, present continuous, past continuous, future continuous. I have been studying English for 5 years, meaning I have been and I continue to study up until now. I will be studying English for 10 years in the UK, for example. Not the greatest example. I'll be studying English in the in Riyadh for the next 10 years. That is future continuous. Okay? So no one will get any ideas and blame it on me. Yesterday we met with some brothers from the UK in Mecca. And Allah musta'an, they're going through some tough times over there. Anyways, that's besides the point. There are four kinds, there are four verbs of istimrariya, continuous verbs. Fati'a, and there's no point in explaining or translating. It's just all of them, you know, have to do with continuity. Okay, wa infakka wa bariha wa zala. They pretty much more or less mean the same with a slight variation between them. Who can give us an example of bariha in the Quran? Yes. Who said it? Musa said to Fatah, wa idh qala Musa li fatahu la abrahu hatta ablugha majma' al-bahrayn aw amdiya huquba falamma balagha majma' baynihima waja ila akhirih fa abrah yani I shall remain, you know, on the path until you know I get what I want, or many years will pass by. This is his determination to seek knowledge, alayhi salatu wasalam. طبعاً زالا, we have it right now. وإن القرآن لا يزال طائفة منهم, it occurs often as well. فقوله لا تزال طائفة من أمتي, of course, إذا دخل عليها النفي أو شبهه. If some negation enters upon it, or whatever is similar to negation, then it becomes a verb of continuity, like zala. La yazalu. La yazalu. It's like nafi, negation. When negation, when la nafiya enters upon the verb zala, it makes it continuous. It makes it continuous. La yazalu, aw la tazalu. In this case, tazalu. Why did we say tazalu, not yazalu? Why did we say لا تزالوا لا يزالوا? طائفة is مؤنث. طائفة is feminine, and so it has to be feminine as well. لا تزال المدرسة متقنة ولا يزال المدرس متقن. متقنة with مدرسة. متقن with مدرس. Right? Right. فقوله لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق يعني تستمر على الحق. It will remain, it will continue upon the truth. وهذه الطائفة غير محصورة بعدد ولا بمكان ولا بزمان. رحمك الله يا شيخ. This group is not restricted by number, nor is it restricted in terms of location, nor is it restricted in terms of time. Yani it is not that you find a specific number only, nor will you find it in a specific place only, even if it's a website, nor will you find it in a specific time without the other. So only in these 10 years people had it and then it's not available elsewhere. No, this is something that is continuous all over the place. And numbers of people, many numbers of people from all over the place and all over time, they will remain. They don't have to be, what the Shaykh is trying to say, which he said many very clearly in many other explanations of his, that it is not going to be an organization that come together and say, okay, this is us and this is our name. Khalas. Khalas. You're in? If you're in, you are Taifa Mansura. You're out? You're out. When did you get this privilege, and who gave you the authority on behalf of the Deen of Allah to create a group or organization, website, whatever you want to call it, and then you now judge who's on the manhaj and who's off the manhaj? I didn't know your father purchased the manhaj, man. Did your father purchase the manhaj and gave you the title, you know, the ability to manage it like a mudir? You think this is a company? Oh, you're fired. Out. Ya boy, it's just, this is none of your business, Habibi. I was here before your father was born. born on this manhaj? What do you want? These clowns have caused so much fitna in the ummah, they should be slapped around. And I'm saying this sincerely, because you have no idea the magnitude of the fitna. It's just blowing out of proportion. It gets worse and worse every day. And bunch of them are a bunch of juhal. He doesn't even know Arabic, doesn't even know Jack, doesn't know anything about the deen. He just reverted 2 years ago, still trying to work on his Fatiha. Now he became the Imam of Jarh and Ta'deel, and he's telling you who's on and who's off. Go learn, ya captain. And when you become a sheikh and a scholar, then you are entitled to make declarations in Jarh and Ta'deel, and still you're not ma'soom. You're not infallible. Even if you are Sheikh al-Shuyukh, if you say Fulan is off the manhaj, it doesn't mean you're right. It's just, these are facts. But people are blinded. Blinded. Why? Because they think that Shaitan is going to at some point give up on them. Oh, you're one of these guys. No, khalas, man. Sorry, I, you know, here's the white flag. I surrender. You're going to Jannah, man, because you are part of them. I'm just going to leave you alone. The shaitan is never going to leave us alone. Never. So once someone feels comfortable, oh, I'm with these people, I'm part of them, I'm doing my thing, I'm going to Jannah. Just once you feel that way, know that you're on the wrong path. Because if that was the case, then the Sahaba would be the one who acted like this the most. They wouldn't be crying at their deathbed and worried about what they will meet Allah with when they were given glad tidings of Jannah. Now you talk to these people now, he doesn't feel this way. Oh brother, come on man, my aqeedah, alhamdulillah, sound aqeedah, good deeds, everything is on, you know, on track. Wrong. You have to be scared. If you really want to go to Jannah, you have to be worried. Once you're not worried, you're not on the path. And many of them have felt so confident that now that they're done with themselves, okay, now I know that I'm going, so let me now declare for you who's not joining me in Firdaus. So Fulan is not going to be there, because you know his YouTube channel, I don't like it. And he said one thing in this one lecture which is not good, therefore he's off. Just take him off, X him off the list. And they just go around doing this, they make videos about it and all this. Yeah, Sheikh, wallah haram alaik. Anyways, inshallah, Monday's lecture will deal with this a lot. Monday's lecture is titled Haters. يمكن أن تكون بمكان تنصر فيه في شيء من أمور الدين وفي مكان آخر تنصر فيه طائفة أخرى. It may be in a location where part of some aspect of the deen is granted victory, or it could be in another location and another group is granted victory. يعني there could be a group in Egypt upon the haq, mathalan, and another one in Saudi, another one in India, another one in Pakistan, and each one will be aided by Allah Azza wa Jal. Each one is mansura in their own way. They don't have to all be part of the same organization, having the same network, in a sense, for them to be given victory by Allah. Meaning these people in India may not know the ones in Sri Lanka, but they are following the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are upon the way of the Salaf, and so are they. Allah will give each their victory. That they don't have to be in one location with one network. وَبِمَجْمُوعِ طَائِفَتَيْنِ يَكُونُ الدِّينُ بَاقِيًا مَنْصُورًا مُظَفَّرًا. Then with the combination of both groups, the religion then therefore will be permanent, it will be victorious, and it will be honorable. يعني with the combination of Allah aiding this group and that group, Islam and the طائفة المنصورة will rise. قَوْلُهُ عفوا لا يضرهم ولم يقل لا يؤذيهم لأن الأذية قد تحصل لكن لا تضر. He said لا يضرهم, they will not be harmed, but he did not say لا يؤذيهم. Now this is difficult to translate to English, because in English أذى is also harm. Okay, يعني how am I going to do this now? طيب, the Sheikh mentioned the فرق between ضرر and أذى. Now in English, because of the vocabulary restriction, we usually say darar is harm and adha is harm. But now the Shaykh is making a distinction between both. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to translate darar as damage. Damage, because damage is greater than harm. Someone may harm you, but it doesn't have to damage you. Damage meaning there's an actual physical thing that happened. Damage your car, damage your physical being, your reputation. Harm is a little lighter. Mashi? So that's one way out. Sorry, man. I'm the worst in the world with this stuff. It's just, you have to deal with me. Allah understand. لأن أذيتك تحصل. Harm may take place, but no damage. It will not damage. وفرق بين الضرر والأذى. There's a difference between damage and harm. ولهذا قال الله تعالى في الحديث القدسي. Allah says in the حديث قدسي. يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني. My slaves, you will not be able to reach the level of causing any damage, so you will damage me. ماشي؟ وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة. Those who harm Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this life and in the life to come. So he negated darar, سبحانه وتعالى. You will not be able to do darar, but he affirmed adha in the Quran. You see the difference now. If they were one and the same, that would be a contradiction. Hey. وفي الحديث القدسي يؤذيني بن ابن آدم يؤذيني ابن آدم يسب الدهر وأنا الدهر. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal says that the son of Adam harms me. He curses time and I am time. Time out though. That does not mean that time is one of the names of Allah, nor is it an attribute of Allah. Dahr is neither the name nor the attribute. What does it mean here? It means Allah, here you have to do ta'wil. Because time is not something that is, okay, Allah has al-asma'ul husna, the most beautiful names. And time, is it one of the beautiful names? No. Al-azim, al-qawi, al-mateen, al-aziz, al-jabbar, al-mutakabbir, beautiful names. Time is, excuse me. Wa alaykum salam. Time is not. How do we understand this hadith? I'll tell you. You're used to going to work at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay? And one day, your mudir comes and he says, there's an announcement which I have to make. What is it? Say, from now on, everybody starts work at 7 a.m. And you say, damn this 7. Damn it, I hate 7. You understand what I'm saying? Question. Is there anything wrong with 7? No. In fact, you used to love 7 when you were asleep. 7 was a good number. It was a good time when you had your sleep. When you say, damn 7, who are you really damning? No. The manager. Like the manager, damn you for choosing 7. The problem, I'm sorry, I'm just saying because the hadith speaks about sab, which is basically using this kind of language. And damn it, it has many meanings. Don't get all offended. Look at me weird like, oh, you're cursing. I'm not cursing, okay? Damn it is not what you think it is sometimes. Of course, when you watch movies, they translate every cursing word as damn. But that's not correct. Anyways, say someone is damned, for example, is mal'oon. Ala kulli hal. So when you say damn 7 o'clock, you really don't have a problem with the number 7. It was a regular time for you. It depends on what you're doing. Because you're working now, you hate the fact that you're working. Who made you work? The mudir. So you, even though you're cursing time, who are you really cursing? The mudir. This is what the hadith means. Because the hadith contains in the wording, أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah makes the day and night come in cycles. So when you curse time, you're cursing the one who is controlling time. Therefore, the son of Adam, as if he's cursing Allah. Because when he curses time, and Allah is the controller of time, he has cursed Allah. Capish? Okay. Good. فَأَثْبَتَ الْأَذَى وَنَفَى الضَّرَرَ. So Allah affirmed harm and negated damage. وَهَذَا مُمْكِنْ. And this is possible. أَلَا تَرَى الرَّجُلْ يَتَأَذَّى بِرَائِحَةِ الْبَصَلْ وَنَحْوِهِ وَلَا يَتَضَرَّرُ بِهَا. Do you not see how a man may be harmed by the smell of onions, but it doesn't cause any damage? He's not going to faint. Say, what happened to you? Say, that onion stunk so bad. It bothers him, it harms him, but it doesn't cause any damage. But smoking, secondhand smoke, it does two things. Harm and
damage. Your secondhand smoke, they say, is worse than the smoker himself. 75%, they say, you inhale. So basically, when you live around a smoker, you're smoking just like him. That's why you have to run away from smokers in general. Worse than him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Second, it's worse than him. So you see, now this is a good example. Smoking harms you and causes damage. Onions harms you but doesn't cause damage. Therefore, there's a difference between harm and causing damage. There's a difference between darar and adha. So, لا يضرهم, they will not be damaged. Allah will protect them. But will they get harmed? Yes. It's happening all the time. Now they're called Wahhabis. So it is. It's one of the ways they're harmed. They're called Wahhabis and they're warned against. Oh, give me the spin, otherwise. I'm telling you, bro. It's a habit, I know. I used to do it in school. And now I'm, you know, I'm telling others not to do it. May Allah forgive me. طيب وفي قوله حتى تقوم الساعة إشكال. He said, don't worry about it, man. حتى تقوم الساعة, until the hour is established. There's إشكال. What is إشكال? Now what about تشكيل? Does it mean تشكيل or مشكلة? It means مشكلة. What is مشكلة? Problem. Conflict. Right? An issue. We have an issue. لأنه قد ثبت في الصحيح أنها لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله. It has been authentically affirmed in the authentic tradition that the hour shall not take place until no one will say on the earth Allah Allah, until basically Allah's name will not be remembered anymore. أي حتى يمحى الإسلام كله, until Islam will be erased in totality. Gone. No one will remember, Allah will remain. That's when the hour will be established. وَلَا يَبْقَى مَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ أَبَدًا. No one will remain who will worship Allah at all. فَكَيْفَ قَالَ هُنَا حَتَّى تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ. So how did he say in this hadith, until the hour is established, there will be a ta'ifa mansura. In another hadith he said, the hour will not occur until no one will mention Allah. So how will they remain until the end? And then we're told at the end, no one will be there to mention Allah. It appears to be contradictory. It is not. The Shaykh said, وَأَجَابَ عَنْهُ الْعُلَمَاءَ بِأَحَدِ جَوَابَيْنِ. The scholars have answered this in one of two ways. Two answers. إِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمُرَادَ حَتَّى قُرْبَ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ. One of the options, what is intended, is the nearness of the establishment of the hour. The nearness. والشيء قد يعبر به عما قد يعبر به عما قرب قرب أو قرب منه إذا كان قريبا جدا. And something may be referred to with something else if that thing, the other thing, is very close to it. Is very close, very near. وكأن هؤلاء المنصورون إذا ماتوا فإن الساعة تكون قريبة جدا. As if it is being said, when these victorious people will die, then very shortly after the hour will come. There will be such near, يعني, when they go out, على طول the ساعة will take place. So then it's correct. They will remain until the ساعة is established, and then the ساعة will be established only when no one will remember Allah. So it will be transition. على طول. So when the two things are near, you're thinking about cars now. When two things are near, then you could say that. أو يقال إن المراد بالساعة ساعتهم. Or you could say what is intended with the ساعة, their ساعة, their hour, meaning their end, their demis. ولكن القول الأول أصح. But the first position is more correct. It's more logical actually. لأنه إذا قال حتى تقوم الساعة قد تقوم ساعتهم قبل الساعة العامة بأزمنة طويلة. If he says until their hour takes place or occurs, that could happen way before the actual hour, way before the end of time. وظاهر الحديث أن هذا النصر سيمتد إلى آخر الدنيا. The apparent meaning of the text is that this victory shall extend until the end of the dunya. Very end. يعني they will be victorious, 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 victorious. Then we're right there at the ساعة. They die, then على طول we go into the last thing. So technically speaking, everything is happening حتى تقوم الساعة. فصواب أن المراد بذلك إلى قرب قيام الساعة والله أعلم. So that is the correct position, which is the nearness of the establishment of the hour, and Allah knows best. الخاتمة, خاتمة is the conclusion, right, or the end. قوله فنسأل الله أن يجعلنا منهم. So we ask Allah عز وجل to make us among them. Among who? أهل السنة والجماعة. وألا يزيغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هدانا, and that He does not cause our hearts to deviate after He has guided us. وأن يهب لنا من لدنه رحمة, and that He shall grant us from Himself His specific mercy. إنه هو الوهاب, it is verily He who is the bestower. والله أعلم, and Allah knows best. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. May Allah exalt the mention and raise the rank of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions, his family abundantly. The Shaykh said, وَبِهَذَا الدُّعَاءِ الْجَلِيلِ خَتَمَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الرِّسَالَةَ الْقَلِيلَةَ اللَّفْظِ الْكَثِيرَةَ الْمَعْنَى. With this honorable supplication, the author, may Allah have mercy on him, concluded this very brief letter in its wording, but very abundant in its meaning. By the way, if you actually buy the book, if you go to the bookstore and get the Metin of Al-Aqidah, it's a tiny little book. You can memorize it in 2 days. It's a few pages. Tick, 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 like this. This small. Few pages. I don't remember how many was it. 30, 25 to 30 pages. Tiny little book. Each one is like this. Alas, that's the Metin. Everything we've been doing is what? The sharh. This is all the explanation of Shaykh bin Uthaymeen of the very brief text of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Hey. وَهِيَ تُعْتَبَرْ خُلَاصَةُ مَذْهَبِ أَهْلِ سُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. And it is considered to be the خُلَاصَة, the summary, the crux. There you go. The crux of the madhab of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَفِيهَا فَوَائِدٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. And it contains tremendous benefits. يَنْبَغِي لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَحْفَظَهَا. It is incumbent, or it is recommended, that the student of knowledge memorizes it. Specifically the textual evidences, which you should have memorized by now had you been studying. يعني the ayat of ulu. Any one of you now should be able to cite all of the ayat of the ulu. Right? Wrong. Ulu, transcendence. You came late. But we dealt with the many ayat. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. He said these are things going up to Allah. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا. Things going down. Prove that Allah is above. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى وهو العلي العظيم يخافون ربهم من فوقهم أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض وهو القاهر فوق عباده الرحمن على العرش استوى. أي. These ones, خلاص, they have to be part of your vocabulary. You have to revise them every other day. They have to be integrated with your thoughts, so that you don't have to think about it much anymore. So there are at least the matters of aqidah, the ayat of sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, the hands of Allah, the eyes of Allah, the face of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the foot of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the ayat of the ulu of Allah Azza wa Jal, the hearing, the seeing. We have to have at least one of each in our internal memory, micro SD. Even 500 megabytes will do the job. Okay, you don't have to have a big one. So the Shaykh said, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala al-itmam. And we all praises due to Allah, the Lord of everything, for the completion. Wa nas'alullah an yutimma dhalika bil qabuli wa thawab. And we ask Allah to complete that with acceptance and with a good reward. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. So we ask Allah to exalt the mention of the Prophet عليه السلام, his family, companions, and all of those who follow them. So that's it. That's the book. 468 pages. How many years we've been doing this, Ibrahim?
2 years.
maybe three, maybe more. 3 or more years. We've been going over this book, subhanAllah, today. We concluded this whole book, which is an accomplishment, and we praise Allah Azza wa Jal for this accomplishment. At least for me, I consider it to be a major accomplishment, because that's not an easy task. And Allah facilitated by His blessings, and nothing special that we did. So yeah, and that's it. So everything is available in audio. Alhamdulillah, somehow we managed to record every single session from day one until today, by Allah's grace. So everything is available on MP3 files, or as MP3 files, on the website, onewaytoparadise.net. You can download them in bulk and listen to them on your way to work and back, just to refresh your memory in terms, or the things which you missed in the beginning, you still have access to them. And then somebody created a website called it, called it Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, or something like that. And he uploaded all of these audio files as video files. There's a video, I mean, there's nothing, just some background, but then you hear the audio, just in case you spend more time on the computer, you can actually do it from there as well. And that's it. So we will conclude and close this recording before we discuss what book to deal with next. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.